I decided we're going to go with Rabbi Nachman into Yontif in Mitzvah Shem, Shosh Chodesh tonight, and I wanted to begin to enter into the Kedusha of Pesach with Rabbi Nachman. So this sefer is called Tam Pesach. So it's over 1,000 pages. It's around 1,000 pages. And what this, the Mechaber's name is Rabbi Paul Rosenman. What he does is he takes each one of the Torahs from Likutei Maran and he shows how that Torah from Rabbi Nachman helps us to understand Pesach. Because every single Torah is Pesach. From the beginning of Likutei Maran until the end is Pesach. He also has one out on Purim. Same thing. Every single Torah, Purim. And that's how it is. As I've mentioned many times over the years, when you learn Likutei Maran, you see that when you're in that time, that Rabbi Nachman's talking to you about that particular time. So, if you see, it says, Likutei Maran, Siman Reish Samach Aleph. So he brings from, it's a short little Torah in Likutei Maran. Amar Rabbeinu, Kishenoifel Adam Mimadregosai, Rabbi Nachman said, the Kishenoifel Adam Mimadregosai, that when a person falls from his Madrega, person was whatever Madrega that person was on, whatever level that person was on, but the person falls from that level. Kishenoifel Adam Mimadregosai, Yeda, he should know Shemana Shemayim Hu. That doesn't mean that one uses that as an excuse. You tried as hard as you could, and there was a nefila, something happened. So Rabbi Nachman says you should know that that's Shemana Shemayim. Don't think about the whole story, how, why, that's Shemana Shemayim. Ki ha-Hisrachakus, ki Hisrachakus, tchilas Hiskarvus. Those three words. Hisrachakus, being distant, being far, is the beginning of becoming closer. Sometimes a person takes it for granted and experiences Yiddishkeit in an easy way and is not really working very hard and feels comfortable and even complacent where he or she is. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesavev Kol HaSibus, he turns things around in a certain way, but a person experiences a nefilah, a descent of some sort from his level. And now that he feels suddenly that he's far, that ignites within him once again a desire to become close, which he had been taking for granted. It's almost like fighting in order to make up, but it's not done, God forbid, intentionally. And any marriage that's like that is insane. People are fighting in order to have the pleasure of making up after a fight. But there are yiridus in relationships between people and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person has to be able to see after the yirida, after the nefila, when he's in that place of yirida and nefila, to feel once again the longing to get close. Therefore, Rabbi Nachman says that Hisrachakus, being far away, is Tchilas Hiskarvus, is the beginning of being closer than ever before. Okay, and therefore, Nafal, the reason that the person fell, was Sheyisoyra Yoysel Hiskarv LaShem's Baruch, because Hashem wants to draw him closer. And that's why the person fell. Not like many people feel, I'm already Tfafal, I've fallen already, so what's the Tachlis? I might as well just keep on going down and down and down, God forbid. No. The Hisrachakus is for the sake of the Hiskarvus. The whole reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesavev Kol HaSibah is brought everything into such a way that you did something, let's say, that's uncharacteristic of who you are, and that you had a nefilah from your Madrega. The whole tachlis of that is that you should want to have Hiskarvus, that you should want to get close again. Okay, nafshi, sorry, Yisrael is karev l'Hashem's baruch. That's also, and the eitzah is, sheyaschil mechadosh likanes ba'avadis Hashem. That you should begin to start again. You should start brand new. Because until now you were in a certain mahalach in life. You were a certain, you had taken a certain relationship with Hashem for granted, and you were part of that relationship that most likely had become old and stale. And as a result of this fall from the Madrega, which we're going to see, and we've learned many times, that any nefila, any yirid, is a certain type of death, is a certain level of dying. And as a result of that, there can be a tchir, there can be a new relationship, something different that wasn't until now. And the person can begin. She asks him mechadesh, lekanis ba'avodas Hashem, kiilu lo hischil adayin klal me'olam. You're not continuing something, you're beginning something. And the beginning is as if you've never ever kept anything before. You're starting brand new. And this is a great klal, a great principle, and you saw it in Avodas Hashem. That you have to each day, really, each day, you have to begin again. No. Those are Rabbi Nachman's, that's the teaching in Reish Samach Aleph. Now, this is all Pesach Dik, the whole thing, and Reish Chodesh Nissen, which is now, Mamish now is Reish Chodesh Nissen. Hine Inyan Zeh, so the Mechaber explains, Hine Inyan Zeh, Rambam's, this Inyan that Rabbi Nachman is teaching, is hinted at in Pesach, Matzah, and Mor. Pesach, the Karban Pesach, Matzah, and Mor. Ki Hamor, because what is the Mor? The Mor is Nefila Gedoyla, Mi Madregis Ashrotim. More of the bitterness is the bitterness of a great person, of somebody who's on a certain level, falling. That's more. There's nothing that's more bitter than that. B'chein more b'gematria huzeicha l'ha'avdus v'ha'inui b'mitzrayim shahaya v'chein ha'more roimez l'ha'nefila me'hamadrega. More is the gematria of Marvis. It's brought down on this farm. That maror, the bitter herb, maror is the gematria equals the word mavis, death. And when a person goes through the bitterness and the slavery of his own personal mitzrayim, the maror is that nefila, it's that fall from a person's madrega that he was on. And what's Pesach? The carbon Pesach is hu'inyin, Pesach is hu'inyin ha'haschal michadash. Everybody knows that Pesach means to jump over, to skip over. Pesach means that ability to rise from the dead. Basically, that's what it means. Therefore, we have a Kabbalah that it's brought down from Rav Haigoin from the Gaonim, that Pesach is the time, the Nisan, the month of Nisan. Say that Nisan, the month of Nisan is the time of Tchias HaMeisim. The time of Tchias HaMeisim will be in Nisan. Pesach means to be able to get up and to start again. To be able to skip over all of the things that brought you down and to start again. A Pesach u'inin ha'aschal mechadash, kilo lo hischil me'olam. Where it says over there, Marvis, that word belonged on it. There's a printing mistake. That should have been gematria, Marvis. Usually it's a letter that says, here there was something going on. It was an expensive job. V'yadua deman denochis midaragei ikri meis. We know that a person who falls from a higher level to a lower level, whatever that is, could be a big tzaddik, but any nefila, any drop from a madrega to a low madrega is ikri meis. It's called mavis. It's called dying. Pesach nikra avoda. Pesach is called. Pesach is avoda. Pesach, the carbon Pesach, is called stam avoda. Is called in the Torah Pesach. The carbon Pesach is called avoda. K'may shekosu b'shmatim es avoda hazayis. We see that there are very few things that the Torah calls avoda. Davening is called avoda, right? Davening. The Korban Pesach is called avoda in the Torah. And we say that in Haggadah. Ki ha-Pesach nikra avayda, kama she-kosu v'shmartim es ha-avayda ha-zayis. As it says in Pasuk. And v'hoye, you should guard this avayda. The Korban Pesach is called avayda. V'hoye ki yomru aleichem b'neichem ma ha-avayda ha-zayis lachem, the question, with the four sons. Ma ha-avayda ha-zayis lachem, the question in the Haggadah of the Rasha. Ma ha-avayda, what's this avayda? He's talking about the Korban Pesach. What's this avayda? Ramatam zevach pesach hu l'Hashem, asher pasach al batei b'nei Yisrael v'Mitzrayim. And the answer is that it's a zevach, this is the Korban Pesach, ta Hashem, asher pasach al batei b'nei Yisrael, who jumped over, who skipped over the houses of the of b'nei Yisrael, b'Mitzrayim, b'nogfai es Mitzrayim, when Hashem gave a clap, when he was killing the Egyptians, the firstborn, v'ez bateinu hitzil, and Hashem saved our homes. Pesach nikra b'myuchad avayda, we see that the Korban Pesach is specifically referred to in the Torah as avayda. Afshe kol ha-karbonis ha-mechinis avayda, even though all karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash are called avayda, that's the avayda of the Beis HaMikdash, all karbonis. And yet, only the Korban Pesach is called stam in the Torah avayda. Ma ha-avayda azayis lachem. Afshe kol ha-karbonis ha-mechinis avayda, aval inyin ha-pesach. So why is the Korban Pesach called Avodah? Because Inyan HaPesach, the next on top, Ki Inyan HaPesach Haya Likonis V'lo Yes Avdi Hashem Michadosh. Avodah means, it's called Avodah because the Korban Pesach was that beginning of becoming Avdi Hashem. Until that point in our lives, we were Avdi Paro. We were slaves of Paro. We didn't belong to Hashem. The beginning of our avodah, of becoming Avdei Hashem, is Pesach. That's when we became Hashem's servants. Until that time, we were owned by others. And you have that in a person's life. It means that Pesach is that opportunity for a person to break free of all other things that own him, that control him, whatever that might be. It could be in a relationship, a person who's controlling you. It could be an addiction to food, to alcohol, to other things. A person has the ability to break free. And that's why Leil Pesach, specifically Pesach and the Korban Pesach, is called Avayda. Avayda, because we are no longer Avdei Paro. We have accepted upon ourselves to be Avdei Hashem. And that happens, that began with the Korban Pesach. That was our initiation. That was like the Kabbalah's Kinyan, that Hashem acquired us by the Korban Pesach. That we no longer work for anybody else. We're no longer slaves to anybody or to anything. Ever since then, there's a Cheirus Olam that we became forever Avdei Hashem. And therefore, the night of Pesach is called Avayda. The Korban Pesach is called Avayda. We became Avdei Hashem. Yes, Avdei Hashem Yichodesh. And in that way, we were saved from the Makas Bechayrus. We no longer were part of the Egyptian world. We were no longer part of their homes. We were no longer part of their culture, of their life. We became Avdei Hashem. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu chas al avadav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis on his avadim. By Pesach we became Avdei Hashem. And the master, the Adon, takes care of his Avadim. We were no longer Avdei Paro. We became Avdei Hashem. And the Baruch Shalom is Chas, he has Rachmanis. He takes care al Avadiv, of his servants. Kamavur kol zeh b'maharal, as the Maharal explains a lot in the Gurus Hashem. Shelulei zeh sheyu nasim Avdei Hashem, if not for that, if we had not given up Egypt and moved over to become Avdei Hashem, if not for that, Haysa Hamaka Shaletas Gamalehim, then we would have also been killed. Our children would have also been killed in the Makas Bechayrus. The Nir Lahasbir Hadvar, it could be explained. Shebemes Hashvatim Kvar Nikru Avdei Hashem. If we go back further to our beginning, the truth is that we see that the Shvatim, the children of Yaakov Avinu, they were already called Avdei Hashem. K'mayshe sholchu al Yosef b'soif Parshas Vayechi, as they sent to Yosef at Tzadik at the end of Parshas Vayechi, koi soimru li Yosef, ano sano pesha achecho v'chatosam, they asked Yosef at Tzadik to please forgive the sin of his brothers, ki rog malucha, because they did not pay him back. They did not treat him in the right way, and they treated him in the wrong way. Vata sona lepesha avdei elokei avicha. And they asked Yosef to please forgive the servants, the slaves, the servants of the God of your father. So the Shvatim already considered themselves and saw themselves as avdei elokei avicha, as the servants of Hashem Yisbarach. That we see that from the beginning, the Jewish people already had this title from the Shvatim of Avde Elokei Avicha. The Hainu Avde Elokei Yisrael. Elisha Peyushu Shenoflu Mimadregosim Mitzrayim. That was the Nefila. In Sefer Bereishis, through the creation of the Shiftei Ka, the Ovis, and the Imahos, until finally we had Yaakovinu and the Shvatim, who were on that Madrega, that we were Avdei Hashem, that the Shvatim were Avdei Hashem, but as a result of the descent into Mitzrayim and the Golus of Mitzrayim, we lost that state of Avdus. We became Avdei Paro. Shenoflu Madregosim in Mitzrayim. Ad Shehaetz Sahaisa Rak Lichasal Mechadosh. And whenever there's, God forbid, a big Nefila, whenever a person falls, which is a level, which is a type of misa. So Ibn Achman says, it's min hashamayim, yedush min hashamayim hu, ki yisrachakus tchilas hiskaros. If you have fallen, if you've experienced the mara, the bitterness of falling from being an Eved Hashem into the avdus of Paro, which is a taste of death, as we learned from Chazal, that every, from Zohar Kodesh and other Svarim, that every time there's a nefila, especially a big nefila, it's a bechina of dying. That means that the only eitzah is not to continue where you left off, but lahaschil michadash. That's what Hashem Yisbarach is telling a person who's fallen. Not to continue along the same way, a little bit this, a little bit like that, but lahaschil michadash. That's what happens. That's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This moment they're in now is mamish that time. Because the end of Adar is the end of the year. It's the lowest and darkest point of the year is the end of Adar. And to cross over into Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the time of Kiddush HaChodesh, of HaChodesh Hazer Lachem. And HaChodesh Hazer Lachem means the ability for a person to be Mischadesh, to start again. Because the moon looks like it's finished, like it's died. And for the moon, it's a nefila from its madrega of basking in the sun, in the sun's light. And the moon dies. And then the inyan of Rosh Chodesh, especially Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is Rishon Lechem Chodesh Hashanah, is the beginning of the Koyach of its Chodesh, comes from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Lahaschel Michodesh, to begin Michodesh, brand new. Kilo lo hischilu ma'olam. As if we've never ever started at all to keep Mitzvah Hashem, to keep the Torah. V'zeu inyan HaPesach, and that's the meaning of Pesach, to jump, to leap, to cross, to start something new. And that's why Pesach is called Avoida. The Rosh doesn't understand. The Rosh says, Ma ha'avoida hazayis lachem. So on a deep level we understand that. That means, look, I'm willing to make some adjustments in my life, but I don't want to start something new. I'm already old. I'm 17, 18, I'm old. 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever it is, I can't. So the Rosh says, Ma ha'avoida hazayis lachem. I understand if you tell me to a little bit to try like this and to try to improve. But you're talking about avoida. Avoida means that until now, I have to admit that until now, I was an eved of Paro. I was serving Paro. And to transform myself, mamish, is chachis, to be an eved Hashem. So the Rosh says, Ma ha'avoida hazayis lachem. That a Jew has the ability to jump over all of his nefilas. Why? Because the Rosh, why does he say that? Because the Rosh is Messiah. The Rasha wants to be a tzaddik. He would like to be a tzaddik. Otherwise, like the tzaddikim say, well, what's he doing at the Seder? Why would he come to the Seder? He wants to be a tzaddik. And when he says, Maha Avayda Zayis Lachem, on a deeper level, he's saying, I can't become a different person. I could try to be a little bit better, but I can't change myself. I can't transform myself. So he asks, Maha Avayda Zayis Lachem. He's not masik that a person can actually change from being an Eved to his Yetzer Hara, to Paro, and to being an Eved Hashem. Because he's stuck. He's in that rut. Whatever that rut is in his life, of Averus, or whatever it is, he can't get out. Pesach means, we tell the Rasha, you're wrong. Zevach Pesach Ul Hashem. You see that we left Mitzrayim. We were in the 49 levels of the 49 places of Tumah, Shari Tumah, and there was a Pesach Ul Hashem, a Zevach Pesach Ul Hashem, that mamish in a minute, Kachatzois Halayla, we were changed. We're no longer Avdei Paro, we're no longer slaves to the Yetzer Hara, no longer slaves to the Yetzer Hara, we become Avdei Hashem. There is no more powerful moment in the life of a person when you talk to somebody who's ever been La'aleinu addicted to something. When that person is able to, for the first time, to be able to feel that I'm broken free of this. In other words, I'm free of this power in my life that's been ruining my life. Whatever that power, whatever that addiction was, that feeling that I'm able to, even though I have to run from it, like it says, we ran, kibara ha'am. And like the Tanya says, it means that we still have a shaykhus to it. That's why your whole life, a person is addicted his whole life, he has to keep on running. But that feeling of being able to be a Baal Bechira, that I'm not an Eved, I'm not a slave to that, that I'm free. There's no more satisfying moment of Avod in a person's life than that. Than I'm no longer an Eved to my Yetzer Hara, I'm an Eved to the Borei Olam, I'm an Eved to Hashem. That's the greatest moment in a person's life. That comes from Pesach. Ramatam Zeva Pesach Ul Hashem. The Rasha always says, I can't do that. I'll keep Shabbos, I'll do this, I'll do that, but I have to continue with my bad habits and my errors, my addictions. I can't change. I can't transform myself. I'm a prisoner to this. And that's the Mara. Pesach, v'matam zevach, Pesach ul Hashem. Zeu inyan ha-Pesach. That if you fall into such a place, ha-yisrachakus, tchilas ha-hiskaras. Davka, again, a person who's been through that knows that when you hit rock bottom, that's the beginning of getting close. Either that or you just die. But if you lift yourself up from that place of the biggest hisrahakus, of being the furthest away, is the beginning of hiskarvus. It's the beginning of getting the closest you've ever been. Because from that place, when you're lying on your stomach, on your back, on the ground, and you fell to the lowest place and you feel like you died, and from that place you look up and you know there's nowhere else to go. That could be the beginning of hiskarvus, it could be the end, God forbid, of everything. But if a person is able to give a scream, a shry, Zeva Pesach Ul Hashem, then he's able to start to lift himself up, and Hashem lifts him up over, to pass over, to cross over so many different things, that he's able to, in a relatively short time, to become an Eved Hashem, a much stronger Eved Hashem now than he would have ever been had he never fallen into that place, which we know that that's how life is. Had he never fallen to that place, he never would have become such a person. And not only that, now he's able to help other people get out. Speak Chiddush. Because he was in that place. So he's able to now help, he's able to help other people, pull them out. He's able to be a little bit of a Moshe Rabbeinu, to pull others out from that place. So we had this strange thing that night. Was to smear the blood by the mashkaif, by the door on top and on the side, by the mezuzah. But Hashem Yisbarach doesn't need any signs or signals, obviously. He knows which is a Jewish house and what's not a Jewish house. And besides, the larger majority of Yidden lived. They lived in Goshen. They lived with other Yidden. They were also not in Goshen, but most of the Yidden lived together. So there was a Jewish neighborhood. Besides, you could see that there was all pizza shops and tell that it's a Jewish neighbor. The garbage cans are all turned over. There are a lot of ways to tell that it's a Jewish neighbor. You don't have to have davka blood, you know, on the doorposts. Let's see, I have like a, you know, like in Yerushalayim on every street corner, there's like some yiddel that's just standing around and looking. There's certain signs of a Jewish neighbor, you know. You know what I'm saying, right? It's like a yid is just standing there. You go to Bar Puckles, you see like there's a yid that's just standing. No. It's like standing there, waiting for Mashiach. Just on the side. So there's signs, you don't have to have blood. It says in Torah that we smeared blood on the doors, on top and over on the side. And then that way the Malach HaMavis won't come over there, right? That way it'll be good. So Hashem won't let the Mashchis, won't let the destroyer come into that place, into that home. So he says so beautiful. You hear what he's going to say. What's the Pesach? It's a big inyan. The Pesach on Pesach night, don't mix up the Sof and the Samach, but it's a big inyan. Kia Pesach, why? We also stand by the door, we open for Elyonavi, right? What's the inyan? So he says, Kia Pesach roimez la'aschola. Because the opening, the doorway, means you're starting something new. Pesach means it's a beginning. You're starting. Shepeischim Pesach Chodesh. I'm beginning. I'm opening something new in my life. It's an opening. It's a start. I'm not going to just continue in a slightly better way or a slightly different way. I have an opportunity now to begin. Therefore, the siman is by the Pesach. Mizemokim Nesinas Dam HaPesach. And in that place of the opening of the doorway, the blood of the Pesach, of the Kom Pesach, which means Avoida, which means beginning, becoming Avdei Hashem. Shu inyin ha'scholah chadosha ba'avodas Hashem, which is the inyin of a new beginning in Avodas Hashem. Kilo lo hischilu ma'olam, as if I'm walking into this for the first time in my life. I was never here before. I'm walking in for the first time in my life. It's a new Pesach. V'yitachin l'farsh is inyin ha'nesina ala mashkoif. And it's possible to explain it in this way, that was the inyan of the of placing the siman by the mashkaif and the doorposts. Kimavur b'maral. The maral explains from Chazal, sha mashkaif u'shtei hamezuzas remezim la'shleisha avos. We know from Chazal, the maral explains this, that the top and the two sides correspond of the door. Correspond to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Sham Noisnim as Dam HaPesach, and the blood of the Pesach is smeared over there by the Avis, by the top and the two sides. The Sham Noisnim as Dam HaPesach, Shiroim as Lahascholas Avaida, that's a hint to the beginning of Avaida. The Rames Inyin Zegufay, to what? To remind ourselves of this, to Mechazik ourselves. Sha'af Shaha Avaida Kramuch Zakis Etzlanim Avisainu HaKadoshim, that even though we're Jews, and I've always been a Jew, and I've always been an Enikel of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, those are my ancestors, just like the Shvatim were also Avdei Hashem, and I come from people who are great, great tzaddikim, the three of us, who are Avdei Hashem. And also the three matzahs, of course, are a hint to the others, the four kaisis of the Imahos, the whole Seder. The Ram is inyan ze gufa sha'af sha'avoyde kva muhzekis et slenim avaseinu ha'kadoshim, that even though the truth is that we've been Avdei Hashem for a long time, our ancestors were Avdei Hashem, and shekva karos ha'kadosh baruch himohim bris, and Hashem has already made a covenant with our ancestors. Af al pichein, nevertheless, kishen noifli miha'avoyde, that when a person falls in his avoyde, maybe that's the meaning of the blood, right? The blood is like you feel like you died. It's the bechin of Misa. Ki adam hu ha-nefesh. Like you feel like there was a shvichas dam. Shvichas dam. Like you can't go on living. So you take the blood and you smear it on the mezuzahs, on the mashkaif, which is his chachas of coming into the bris of the Avos HaKadoshim. Even though it was already an old thing. But I'm starting brand new. He says, "Shekra karz gash baruch himoyim bris af al pichen kishen neifle meha avoy de tzvichim lahaschem mechadish." When you fall from that level, which is a bechina of dying, of bleeding to death, then you come to the Pesach and you start new. Kilo lo v'schilu ma'olam kanal, as if you never ever have started at all. It's just now, the beginning. So Pesach, Matzah, and Morah. So Morah and Pesach, we spoke already. Matzah, what's the meaning of Matzah? He says a very deep thing now. Those who are familiar with the Quran will know immediately what this is about. V'amatzah nir l'farsh is obachinus mashum uvur b'lakut amaran tinyana. B'tar dalet. Rav Nachman explains over there. Shekshemaschilam avayda chadosh et tzvichim l'tein stalker. Rav Nachman says a klal, and each one of us should remember, that any time, obviously when it's not Shabbos Yontif, any time that a person is starting a new avayda, and avayda Hashem wants to start something new, you should always do that with putting something into the pushka. You should always put something, a quarter, a dime. Always a new avayda with tzedakah. Always with tzedakah. And even if it's a Shabbos Yontif, to have in mind, to be careful, to keep it, but to have in mind, after Shabbos, you'll give some tzedakah. That's how a person begins something new in Yiddishkeit. Always with tzedakah. Rabbi Nachman explains why. Why? Ki atzedakah yesh lo skula shemarcheves kol hapsachim. Rabbi Nachman taught that tzedakah has the ability to widen all openings. When there's a place you're trying to get into, and it's too narrow, tzedakah is marchiv the Pesach. It's a way to open and to expand the Pesach. Kamei Shekosef, it says in Pasuk, Pasach tiftach, es yodcha, says twice, Pasach tiftach, you shall surely open your hands to your poor brother. So Ben Achmed says that tzedakah has the ability of pasach tiftach, of making an opening, of widening an opening. Ki kolas cholas koshes. All beginnings Chazal taught, it's very hard to start something. When you find that it's very, very hard to start something, that's why when you're beginning a new mitzvah, or you're beginning a new thing in Avodas Hashem, or you're beginning an inyan, or a marriage, or even the minig is to give something to put into the pushka before you light Shabbos candles, when you're beginning something. So, kolas chalas koshes. All beginnings are hard, because when you're starting something new, there's a very big wall that's up against that. Just to do the same thing you've always been doing, that's not so hard. But when you want to start something in Kedusha, you want to start something new, it's very, very hard. You feel like you're afraid, you're nervous, you can't do it. There's like a wall. Tzedakah is a very, very powerful way, since it says Pasach Tiftach, Tzedakah is a very powerful way to open up a place, to be able to move forward. Mizah Loshon Shon, and the Menachem writes over there, in Lukutit Nyan Dalet, U'b'china zu, d'haynu, Hascholos at Tzedakah, Hikosha u'kveida ma'ayd. And the hardest thing of all is when a person by nature is not so generous, or that's being generous, is not generous at all. A person is not generous. It's not his teva to give. It could be with money, it could be with other things too. To give when it's not your nature is stuck, it's very, very hard. It's very hard. B'chinezu d'haino ascholos ha'stocki koshu k'veda ma'oid. It's something which is hard and very heavy on a person to begin when he's by nature not to give, to be able to open up and to give. He kol ha'avaydois v'chol ha'tshuvis kol ma'ashereitz and la'asas eizu uvda b'avaydois Hashem kama karlin shel oy v'avoy v'kama gnichas v'kama kfilas v'kama hatayas ha'inu t'mus m'shumas sh'ayis n'yay Hashem avadasa sh'tzvich and la'asas kodim sh'ayis n'eizu uvda. Because the truth is, every beginning is hard in Avodas Hashem, tzedakah in particular, but every beginning is hard. And he says, any time that a person wants to start some kol avodah, the kol tshuvas, you want to do an avodah, something you never did before in serving Hashem, or you want to do tshuva, Kol ma shereitzin la'asas ez uvda b'avodas Hashem. Anything that you want to do in the uvda, something good in avodas Hashem. He says, kama kolin shel oiv avoy. It's like giving birth, which Rabbi Nachman talks about over there. Like when the woman is giving birth, something, she's bringing something new into the world, a child. Ooh, the screaming and yelling and carrying on. The difficulty of that opening, meaning that there be a new Bria in the world, there be another Jew in the world, and therefore it hurts, it's hard, and for the child to come out, that there should be, the Pesach should be, that the child should be able to come out. That's why it's brought down in the Sfarim to that when a woman is Chalila is having difficulty giving birth, to read the Psukim of Parshiyos of Yetzias Mitzrayim. To be able to go out. But Rav Nachman says, Kama kolin shel oiv avoiv, kama gnichas, screaming. Kama kfilis, kama toyis. Haina tnuas mishunas, this is why Jews are sharkling. You didn't really, not stamp to imit, but a Jew. The tnuas, the movements, and the way that how difficult it is to be able to bring something new into the world. Srichin lasas kodim shayisin eze uvda. Before a person is able to do an act of holiness, again, something that he hasn't done before, it's like giving birth. It takes a tremendous amount of energy and screaming and yelling to be able to do it. Vikr bashala, and the hardest time is at the beginning. That's the hardest time. To start something. Sha'az kosha ma'ay. That's very hard. Ki kol haschal koshas chazal tov. All beginnings are difficult. And if you find your Yiddishkeit very easy, that Tzaddikim says, because you haven't even started. It's a klal. Kol haschal is cautious. All beginnings are difficult. So if you think Yiddishkeit's a breeze, it just means you've never done it yet. Because it has to be. The kol haschal is cautious. All beginnings are hard. If you don't find something hard in Yiddishkeit, it means that you haven't started. It has to be hard. Kol haschal is cautious. But shvichin kama kolin the kama gniches, and it takes screaming and yelling. It doesn't mean physically you have to scream and yell. Takes tremendous kaiches. Kaidim shemaschim and ezo aschal before that you could begin something. Vegam achakach, and even afterwards, laachar aschal. Even the hardest thing is the beginning. But even afterwards, laachar aschal, gam kein ein above an akel. Avodas Hashem doesn't come easy. Doesn't come easy. Avodas Hashem. Even after you've started. With shrichin kama yegiyas v'kama tnuas kanal, and it takes a lot of work and movement. Koydim shezoichel lasas ezu uvda shiila hida till you're zoichel to do something a mitzvah in a beautiful way in the right way, it takes tremendous koyches. Achas chol koshem oid kanal. However, Ben Achman says, but the beginning when you just start, that's the hardest thing. Ki ikka tal desein shel tzaddikim masim toivim, and the ikka, the main children or the main offspring of tzaddikim are the mitzvahs of masim toivim. For many people, it's easier to have a baby than to do tshuva. It's easier to have a baby than to change. The ikka tal desein of tzaddikim is the mitzvahs of masim toivim. Nimtza shaha mitzvahs of masim toivim v'chol avodas Hashem hem b'chinas choylado. That when a person wants to really start something in avodas Hashem, avoida means to begin. Pesach, nu. It's like giving birth. That's how hard it is, and that's how scary it is. And that's how, it's so hard, it's just, kama kolim and kama chavolim, it's siyum yeshu. And there are labor pains. Labor pains, chavolim means labor pains. Lahayaledas, for a woman giving birth, kaidim shamalida hayalada, before she could have the babies. It hurts, it's hard. Ubefrat, mebchira, dahainu hayalada vishayna. Especially if the woman never had a child before, the first baby is usually very, very, the labor is hardest, and it's longest, and it's geschlept, and everything is hard. Especially that first, that bechor, the first child is very hard. She never had a baby before. It's very hard. I know how Lord of Yishanu Shalisha, she was kosher elam ha'oid. And it's very, very hard. Come on, she's kosher, as it says in Navi, sorry, kimav kira. That sorrow, the pain, the difficulty, is kimav kira, like giving birth to the firstborn. That's in Tanakh, it's used as a way to describe something which is very, very hard and scary and painful, the firstborn. She said, "Bechinas haschala," because that's the beginning. That's the haschala. B'chinas kol haschalas kashas. All beginnings are hard. When a person does a mitzvah for the first time, or he does an avodah v'as Hashem, it's like giving birth to the firstborn child. It's a b'chor. Utztaka he tamid haschalas, and therefore Benachem says it's always good. It's a very strong thing that when you do something new in avodah Hashem, you should give tzedakah. It's tzedakah utamid haschalas, because tzedakah is always pasoach tiftach. It's always a beginning. Pasoach tiftach. Shafilu g'sheish pesach v'aschala. And even when you already started something. Hatzdaka hi pesach es yoyseh v'yoyseh mecheves ha-pesach yoyseh. Hatzdaka has the ability when you give some tzedakah, doesn't a particular number, but something that's a little bit harder for you, that it opens the opening wider and wider. Because you understand that tzedakah is mamish to give from yourself, and you're holding it in yourself to give. It's a very big avodah. There's a famous story like that. I don't have time for the whole story, but there's a famous story with this big tzaddikim that went to this miser, the cheapest. There was a Jew in this town. They needed a lot of money to get some family out of jail, and they went to the, and there was this Jew that never gave to anything, never ever gave, never helped his brothers, garnished. And I remember one of them was the Balatanya, and there were two other tzaddikim who were older tzaddikim. The Baal Tani was the youngest, but the Mizrach Magid. There were two of the older tzaddikim, but I don't remember who, that went with him. And they went to this rich guy. Everybody said, "Don't go to him." He has also like had a big mansion outside the town, and there were dogs there. It was a whole story. And they people said, "Don't go." It's like they tried for 50 years. He never gave anything. So all my it's an interesting story. Anyway, they went there. They saw because there was no one in town that could get these Jews out of it. That was it. There was no more money in this little place. They had to go. They had to try. He's a Jew, so they went there with the dogs and all mice. And they come to the place, and first they were told that he hates him. He sees people coming for tzedakah. He yells and throws them out. Anyway, he saw the three tzaddikim of Altani and two other tzaddikim. It might have been the Naim and the Malach. I don't remember who. And they came there. And they gave him a whole. He let them in. It was amazing. I guess he had a Pachad, he saw who they were, and he let them in, and they spoke like crying. You know, can you imagine these tzaddikim? They spoke about this Indian to help this couple and the children to get out of jail, the whole thing. Just to make a wedding. I don't remember what the Indian was, but to get out, and he was actually listening. The miser was listening, and he got like all worked up, and he was. Like Misragish, she was very moved by the tzaddikim. And he says, I heard you say, you know, I'm not known for being a person that gives, but I can't not under these circumstances. And they couldn't believe it, they were all excited. And he took out like what would be now like 50 cents. Like he had the biggest tzaddikim on earth, gave him like an hour drasha, and he took out like a coin. So I don't remember who the other two tzaddikim were. So the Baal Tanya said, "Oh, wow!" He was complimenting him that you gave, you know, your mamish saved this family, what you did for these people. And the other two, I couldn't believe. They just, how could he? But the Baal Tanya was carrying on that, like he's going to be the guest of honor. You understand? This is this guy. And as they're walking out, the Tanya is giving him brachas. And as they're walking out, so the other two looked at the Baal Tanya and said, "What are you? What this is? What 50 cents? We have a family over here. They're going to get killed, and he gives 50 cents a chutzpah." And the Baal Tanya doesn't say anything. They're walking, they're like 50 feet away from the place, whatever. And the cheap guy comes screaming, "Rabbis, rabbis, rabbis!" And he comes and he gave like 10 rubles. Oh, the Tanya says, "This we never dreamt, such numbers like this." The kid said, by the time they got to the end of the block, it says in the Svarim that they had the 10,000 rubles. And they asked the Tanya, how did he see such a thing? The Tanya said, the hardest thing was to open him up. Once he gave the coin, whatever, once his heart opened and we got past that place, because there was a big klipa on this Jew's heart for all the years. He had a klipa to his brothers, a klipa. I didn't know if it was going to be down the block or tonight, but I knew that once we got that klipa away, and it was already an Indian of Pesach Tiftach, that there was already an opening. So then I just knew it was a question of time, how. But I had no suffix at all that it was going to work out. So, you know, fundraisers could try that. you know, there's manenu. But by those tzaddikim it worked. It's macheves, it's a pesach, it's a daka. He called Dove Vidovim Avaidus Hashem, because she writes in Likonis Baisadech, Vaisa Avaida, Sikh Liftarch Sham Pesach Likonis Baisadech. If you want to start anything about Hashem, Avaida, Pesach, to lift yourself up from Misa, to go to a new Madrega, to start again, that's Pesach, that's Rish Chaydash Nisan, His Chachus, Achaydash Zalachem, that's especially with Tzedakah. That's why you see there's a need to give most Chitim. It's the first simon in Hilchus Pesach, is to give money for the poor people for Pesach. You don't have, and how does the Haggadah begin? What's the Pesach for the Haggadah? Halach ma'anya. Kaldich, Yesivich, Kaldich, Yesivich, so. Come around, come around. My door is open. Pesach, my. You come in. Come in. You don't have such an inyan by other mitzvahs. Zebuchin is kolas cholas koshes. Kolas cholas koshes. Mach meshabas cholas tzvichin l'shabe v'leftoich pesach mechodesh, because you have to break an opening. You have to break a, make a new opening. Tzedakah is very powerful for that. Pesach tiftach is the inyan of tzedakah. Okay, koshem oi. Uskulas koyach at tzedakah. Laharchiv liftach a pesach yoyis v'yaskit stoki yaschalus of kol haschalus ki pesach is a marcheves kol apsachem. Rav Nachman taught that stoki is the hardest thing, and therefore it opens up all the openings. It's the beginning of breaking through. The gam bit stoki atzmi yesh haschal d'haim k'shem haschil l'nitin stoki shesay b'chinas. That's Arvim Tzivi says the Torah there in the Kedavah. I'm not going through right now with the Al-Navi, the Al-Maisa. But ken haschalus at stoki he kashu k'veidim oi. Therefore to begin to give stoki is very hard. A person feels that more by tzedakah than my other things, because that's the haschol of all haschols. Therefore, there's a big wall dafka by giving tzedakah. Ki b'chinas haschol shal kol haschols kanal. That's what Menachem says. Hetaknu is lashon taradal milkuta tinyan. He says I brought down all of it, this whole lashon, this last thing here was from Rabbi Nachman's lashon. But neisha b'zeh niftach lanu sharva avanis inin hamatzah. Now we can understand the inin of matzah. What does that do with matzah? See this next page. Inin haschols ha'avayda, which is the inin of haschols ha'avayda. Ki matzah b'chinas tzedakah. It means a poor man's bread. Lechem ayni. Right? That's matzah. It's the beginning of tzedakah. B'chinas halei price la'ani lachmecha. It means reach out and give to a poor person bread to eat. Chedosh chazal. Shamatzah nikus lechem ayni. Ma darkish la'ani b'prusa avkan b'prusa. The same way that a poor person has a half a piece of bread he walks around, Nebuchadnezzar doesn't have, so too we break the matzah by the Seder. And that's why we begin the Pesach of the Haggadah is our offering to give for poor people. Halach ma'anya. Okay, they say Yisrachiv our Pesach Hachadosh b'tchilas haknisul yis avdei Hashem, because it's Pesach night, and Pesach night we're becoming avdei Hashem for the first time. Whatever nefilas we have, whatever misa we experience, whatever mor we had in life. Pesach means you could jump and leap and start again, and that's the inyan of matzah, which is the way to make that Pesach, which is lechem ayni, which is pasach tiftach, which is halach ma'anya, to begin. Liyas avdei Hashem. Boreit hevachna b'ter, dalam l'kut etinyon, havan yoyis amuke b'inyan ha-Pesach, shu b'chinas ha-scholas ha-vayda, that Pesach is ha-scholas ha-vayda, lom is ha-koshu ha-makas b'chariz. Now we understand the connection between all of that, all of the beginning of Avodas Hashem, and the plague of the firstborn, the Makkos Becharis, that they were all killed. Ka Avodah hi b'chinas Leida. Because we learn, what's Avodah? Avodah means your firstborn. That firstborn mitzvah. That firstborn gemara. That firstborn chesed, whatever it is, that firstborn that you're doing, that new madrega, that's something that you want to do, that's your Bechor. Chinus later is giving birth to the firstborn. It's so hard. The beginning of one's avoid is so hard. The Rosh can't believe it. The Rosh avoid is astachem. I can't at this age. I'm too old to have a baby. But he feels too old. I can't change. I can't start again. That's exactly when we became Avdei Hashem, together with a clap to the Bukharis of Egypt. Because by the world of the Ummah Sa'ilam, by the nations of the world, it's a world of death, of dying, of getting old, of not being able to start again. They count by the sun just shines. The moon goes through that death, and then the moon starts again. It's chanches. Hachedis is alachem. Therefore, it took place by Makas Bechayrus. The world of Mitzrayim is a world of Makas Bechayrus. She says, "Inyan leder b'shoyne b'tzarkim avkira adizah kidesh Hashem es kol ha'bechor b'mnei Yisrael." Other rabbi, through that we had kedushas ha'bechor, the holiness of the firstborn child, kedushas ha'bechor, and the whole Jewish people is b'nei b'chor Yisrael. Me'odem adahem kol ze inyan kedushas shel haschol mechadesh. All of that brought, all of that happened the same time of the kedusha of our firstborn, meaning our beginning, our starting to become avdei Hashem, took place at the same time of the Makas Bukharis, of the Bukhar of Tumah, of impurity, of Amalek, of Egypt, and all of that stuff, of getting old, and of losing hope. All of that is Mitzrayim. Death, dying. You see how the Egyptians are Meshigah with death. But they made crazy places to put dead people. You ever see? Pictures? I mean, so pictures. They make for dead, they have their, the whole Avodah of Egypt is death. Their whole Avodah is death. It's dying and death. The world is like that very much now too. Hinein is bor lanu in Pesach matzah mor ben agel simen zeh shamor hu zeh lanu fidam avayda. Mor means we remember that a person that I fell, that we fell, and there's nefilah, which is like misa. Our Pesach is beginning to schol is avayda mechadish. Pesach is jumping back up, starting new, something new by the opening, the dam, the mashke, the shtei mezuzis. The opening means a new Pesach. Our matzah beginning to stalke. She tzrichin losses by schol is avayda. And matzah means like Rabbi Nachman says that when you start something new, it's Hashem. It gives tzedakah. Matzah means lechem ayni, means holach ma'anya. It means the inyan of tzedakah. And that's the inyan of Elyonavi, of going to the door of Elyonavi. Because the Pesach Chodesh that we're waiting for, and it should be mitzvah already now, the beginning that we've all been waiting for so many years, and all of Klai Yisrael's waiting as it should be, Elyonavi should be benissen negalu, or benissen asim negal, that Hashem's going to open a new door for Klai Yisrael. It should be mitzvah. Should be now, should be this pace of business. Amen. Amen.